Our series of radio pieces produced by WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute concludes with a story from Natasha Graham. The 18-year-old Durhamite filed this report about hair.
For generations, black women in America have permed, straightened, and altered their hair in order to be presentable in the world we live in and live up to white beauty standards.
Growing up and seeing on TV that all these girls have these flawless hair, I was like, I want that. I want to be what you are. I want what you have. It was straight, it was flowing, and here you go, my hair. Boom, poofy afro.
That's stylist Brandy Dunn. As a teenager, she worked against her hair's natural texture in order to look like those girls on TV. She used chemicals and heat.
I didn't like my hair bone straight. Like, I don't like hair flat to my head.
Not only is it a lot of effort, but making her hair look white causes a lot of damage. When she was 18, she decided to make a change.
After I took a shower, wet my hair, took some, like, those big orange paper cutting scissors, those cross scissors, and just... And my hair was like super, super short.
What Brandy did was called the big chop. It's where you cut off your damaged hair and start fresh. This marks the first step that some black women take on the journey of going natural. Itahan Absui, the owner of the Nubian Natural Hair Gallery, believes strongly in keeping hair natural. So at her shop, she refuses to chemically alter black women's hair.
This is a natural hair salon. We believe in providing services that support the black family in being their authentic self.
Right now, she's crocheting a client's hair. This involves weaving hair into braids. Traditional African styles like these are making a comeback as forms of expression and ways to keep natural hair healthy. These include twist outs, cornrows, and bantu knots.
We've always used hair as a way of self-expression, as a way of, you know, expressing our creativity. We are unique in the way that our hair is so versatile as black people. I don't think anybody else, any other race, can do as much with their hair as we can with our hair. It's just so amazing to me. From locks to free bouncy afros, and it's just a beautiful, awesome, awesome thing.
I love my hair, and I'm not the only one. I recently saw an article in Vogue that had white models wearing bantu knots, or mini buns, as they called them. This is uncool on so many levels. These styles were created by black people, and for me, as a young black woman, this example of appropriation makes me feel like someone is slowly plucking each individual hair from my head and taking away another aspect of who I am. Itahan believes these hairstyles are major parts of black expression that need to be kept within the culture.
You can admire that, and I have no problems with you admiring that. I have no problems with you acknowledging that, but you have to respect it and know that your place is just that, to admire it. Certain things are very sacred. Why is it that our culture cannot be sacred, that we have to let everybody in and everybody has to demand to come in and bulldoze their way into our culture?
My natural hair is a very important part of who I am. I will never change it for a job, a group, or anyone else because I love it, because it is me. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Natasha Graham.